I suppose I should play this Kammerman Beethoven song too. Take the Skinheads Bowling. I wrote it in 1983. Wrote it in about 2 minutes. Being a mathematician, I interpolated it. See, it's like 3 minutes long, so. It was really purposely not meant to mean anything. It was really purposely meant to not mean anything. Every line was supposed to not help the line before it in any way, so that you could construe any meaning. And it's actually been really hard to explain to people over all of these years. But then it says cheerfully, "Take the Skinheads Bowling, take the Skinheads Bowling." And when the first time that we went, this song actually became popular first in the UK. That's John Peel and a couple other BBC DJs started playing this song. And so we traveled to the UK to go and play. And I met up, half my family's English, right? My mom's English and stuff. And I met up with a bunch of my aunts and cousins and stuff in London. And my aunt says to me, I should have known that she was going to describe my entire career. Okay, so this one thing she told me. She's listening to us talk while we're hanging out in this pub and stuff like that. Suddenly my aunt says, "You know, it's a dangerous business you got there." And I'm thinking like, well, she must be thinking like about sex and drugs and rock and roll, right? And I was like, "Oh, no, I mean, Aunt Wendy, no, we're good boys, you know, lying. No, we don't really do any drugs, you know, we don't smoke weed, we don't do any of that stuff. We just drink beer a little bit after the show, it's all good." She's like, "I'm not really talking about that." So I'm thinking, she's got this kind of little funny smile on her face and stuff. I'm thinking, well, we have a professional driver, and we hire this van from this professional company, and they drive us around, so you really don't need to worry about us. And she says, very clearly, she says, "I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about using irony in America." Despite the fact that many of our great writers, most American voices, like Thomas Pynchon, name dropped him twice in an evening. That's actually a Guinness Book of World Records for folk shows to drop Thomas Pynchon's name 3 times now. Thomas Pynchon, Kurt Vonnegut. In a certain way, it's, you know, Herman Melville. It's kind of a little hard to see from this perspective, but I think that's, you know, he used a lot of humor when he was telling his stories. He didn't always. All of these writers, all these great American writers, what I'm saying is they used, like, humor. They didn't just matter-of-factly tell the story. But yet, somehow, if you're a songwriter and you don't stick to the normal narrative style that is condoned for rock, which is sort of the what I did over my sixth grade summer vacation, matter-of-fact style. If you do not use that narrative style, if you're from the West Coast, you're wacky. And if you're from, like, the East Coast, you're postmodern, but that's really just a fancier way of saying wacky and not to be taken seriously. So, it's sort of been my curse my entire career. And I gladly celebrate it. And this, of course, is the whole reason why I take Skinheads Bowling.